It's Friday, the 14th of June, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 7am news bulletin. The Basic Income Grant Coalition of Namibia plans a protest march advocating for a $500 per month universal basic income grant to combat high poverty, unemployment and inequality. Starting at Karuturas Youth Complex at 8am, the march will culminate at Zoo Park, where petitions will be presented to Minister Doreen Sioka of the Gender Equality, Poverty Eradication and Social Welfare Ministry. From the coalition, Bresh Nef Kashito.
We have done an extensive research on the socio-economic issues that we have in the country, and you know, we can proudly say that we have some figures or numbers that we can define the protest. 64% of Namibians are living in poverty. That's 1.6 million people. And with the current economic and social issues, such as rising in food prices, it's kind of difficult for people to survive.
The Blood Transfusion Services and the World Health Organization mark World Blood Donor Day today, celebrating 2 decades of voluntary blood donations with the theme, Celebrating 20 Years of Giving, Thank You, Blood Donors. The day honors donors who save lives daily and encourages increased voluntary blood donations globally and specifically in-country. Marketing and Donor Relations Supervisor Titus Shivute.
The Blood Transfusion Service of Namibia currently boasts more than 242 blood donation clinics country. Wide, 7 fixed site centers around Namibia, and 40% of all our donations were sourced from fixed sites in 2023. Our mobile clinics have contributed to 16% of all blood that is collected in the country, and currently in Namibia there are only 29,947 active blood donors.
South Africa's Africa National Congress, as reported by Reuters, announced late Thursday that several parties have agreed to join a unity government, though details remain to be finalized. The discussions come as the ANC, having lost its parliamentary majority in the May 29 elections, engages in hurried talks with rivals to form a governing alliance. Reuters reports that the United Nations Security Council has demanded an immediate cessation of the siege on Al-Fashir, a city in Sudan's North Darfur region, home to 1.8 million people. Adopting a resolution drafted by Britain, the council also calls for the withdrawal of the paramilitary rapid support forces and other fighters posing threats to civilian safety. Al-Fashir is the largest city in western Darfur, not yet under RSF control. The United Nations has officially released its annual report on children and armed conflict. The report, which has sparked much controversy, found that violence against children caught in armed conflict reached extreme levels last year. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has also added both Israel, Hamas, and Palestinian Islamic Jihadist militants on the blacklist for violating children's rights in armed conflicts, as Jody Jacobs reports for us from the UN headquarters in New York.
The UN verified nearly 33,000 violations affecting more than 22,000 children, mainly boys, in conflict zones worldwide. The highest numbers were for killing and maiming, a 35% increase over last year's report. The report found that the conflict in Israel and the occupied Palestinian territories has led to a 155% increase of grave violations against children. The UN then deciding for the first time to add Israel on its blacklist of countries that violate children's rights. It's also added Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad militants to the list for killing, injuring and abducting children. Israel has called its addition to the list shameful, saying its army is the most moral in the world. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.